Now dictation for Ivan, Y, V as in Victor, O, N, N, E, Parson, P, A, R, S, O, N, S, August 21, 29. Address as a letter to Dr. Burgess, B, U, R, G, E, S, S, 941-629-6920. Dear Dr. Burgess, a follow-up for Mrs. Parson, renal failure, hypertension, last visit, October. Comes accompanied with family member, no hospital admission, has gained few pounds, says to be eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, and nasal congestion, allergies, but no purulent material hemoptysis, no dyspnea, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, uses a cane, denies falling, stable edema, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the hydralazine, nitrates, lexiscoric. Today, blood pressure 138/80 on the left side, the large calf. No respiratory distress. No rhalwisses, no arrhythmia. No ascites, tenderness, or masses. No flank tenderness. Minimal edema. No gross neurological problems. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine 2.1, appears to be baseline for a GFR of 22, stage 4. Minor low sodium and high potassium, normal acid base, abnormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10.3, large red blood cells 100. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis, continue chemistry on a regular basis. She goes to Florida mid-October. Unless symptoms develop, probably I'm not going to see her back until next year. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled today. Continue pressing blood pressure medications. There has been minor electrolyte abnormalities. Continue diet. There has been no need for bicarbonate replacement or phosphorus binders. She has anemia. However, it's above 10. No reported external bleeding. We use EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Police discuss with the patient and family members. End of dictation.